Travel in a genetically enhanced future. Future fact, present fiction. The year is 2417. The starship Red Vector is in transit to the nearest Earth star system of Proxima Centauri. The first decel stage has been invoked by the onboard computer as the ship reaches its 80% waypoint along the trip to the New Brooklyn colony located on the southern continent of the fourth planet named Quat, which phonetically sounds like four when stated in French. When this planet was first discovered and landed on over 150 years previous by the French Centauri Pioneer Expedition, the hope was that the planet would have some vegetation. Earth scientists had long ago determined the precise amount of water on the surface and knew that there was oxygen in the atmosphere, roughly approximating the percentages found in the Earth atmosphere, but they didn't expect to find a well-evolved ecosystem of native living organisms, both flora and fauna. All that is historical detail to Afuso O'Reilly. He's lost count of the number of trips he has made to Quat, but he does remember his first trip. He left Mars Colony on April 28, 2147. If you are astounded at what that says about how old Afuso is, you should not be. You see, Afuso is an ordinary human being like you and me. He has been enhanced by multiple genetic treatments, the first of which he received while undergoing his training as an astrogeological engineer in the Earth Space Administration. He was only 22 back then, the year 2138. The genetic revigorations that he received were standard for astronauts of the ESA at the time. Today, the program is a historical footnote of the ESA's nearly 300-year history because, since the invention of full genome vigorations, development back in 2032, the entire human population has been undergoing continuous vigoration and adaptation. Humans that will do much of their work in high radiation environments have genetic modifications to withstand the onslaught of radiation and repair cells and genetic damage at rates hundreds of times faster than was possible when Afuso first got his treatments. Humans that choose to enter theoretical astronomy and advanced biogenetics are usually those who have received neuronal density invigoration treatments, giving them artificial synesthesia that allows them to create incredibly complex designs and compute incredibly difficult problems without nary the input of a computer. Afuso received several courses of neuronal density invigoration in his days of training. If he lived in the 20th century, he would be worshipped as a god among men. Compute pi to the 1,000th place, he could instantly begin reciting it. Instantly count a random collection of items, he can instantly blurt out the answers. Determine the precise notes played in a piece of music played to him for the first time. Afuso still can recall music he heard when he was natural year 26, over 200 years ago. And then there are the physical benefits of vigoration. The increased rate of cellular repair has slowed down the aging process to the point that humans, with periodic 50-year revigorations with a synthesized copy of their own stored genome from the very first time they underwent the treatment, are essentially immortal. There is one aspect of the trip to Quat that is anew to Afuso every time, and that is the approach to the sixth planet of the Centauri system. A massive gas giant with a radiant blue-red atmosphere. He sits in the observation hall and smiles as the ship slowly arcs round the massive planet's gravity well, getting a slight gravity assist as it rounds the horizon and reveals the distant Centauri sun. No matter how many times he sees it, Afuso just loves the view. As he stands there gazing at the spectacle, one would be hard-pressed to guess his physical age. You see, because he has received regular invigorations since joining ESA, he has an exceptionally great level of genetic preservation. His GVP score is rated at 99.348% by the ESA doctors, meaning that in the 279 years that have elapsed since his first revig, he's aged only a fraction of a few days as far as his cells can tell. To him, these facts are insignificant realities of life in the 25th century. Right now, all he can think of is the feeling of cool water over his body when he jumps into the Southern Ocean. The Red Vector has been 16 years in transit to Quat, and Afuso is just dying to experience more water than the few gallons that are allowed per shower on the ship. His smile betrays his thoughts. 16 years since I took a real bath, but this view is more than worth the wait.